This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Tuesday, one and all. Steve Miggs,
yes.
Danny, Sarah, I have a question for all three of you.
Oh, boy.
So I did something in the bedroom last night.
Whoa.
That I just was curious if you guys have done this at all recently. And it did catch Brad off guard a little bit. I don't know if he was quite ready for it. I put another blanket on the bed.
Oh, because he's getting a little cold.
Yeah. Have you guys done that yet? Have you added the winter blanket to your bed yet?
This is the biggest wah-wah-wah moment, right? We've ever had on this show.
I think I have the perfect sound effect for this conversation.
But it was so necessary. It's the third blanket, and it's in between the comforter and the sheet.
Did anybody ask? I'm just hanging around the room. I mean, I think we already kind of said.
Do you guys have a winter blanket that you add at some point?
No.
You can stick with the same layout the whole year.
I like to sleep in the cold.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, you have three blankets. Just get one thicker blanket.
Well, I like the fuzzy one in the middle.
It's also not cold enough yet. It was so humid last night. I was literally sweating at Green Day.
Oh, really?
I had the ultimate husband-wife dynamic happen last night because I'm got to piggyback on your scintillating conversation. Just kidding. It's like, it's really cold in here. And so I'm like, all right, do you want me to turn up the heat? No, because then I'll get hot. I'm like, well, I don't even know what to do with this information then. I was like, best of luck to you. And I went to bed. I'm like, what do you want from me? It sounds like you're asking me to do something. Are you just wanting me to hear you vent about how cold you are? I thought this was an actionable thing I can do for you.
Maybe she just wanted a strong cuddle.
Well, we got two dogs in the middle of this crap. I would love to cuddle her. We got two dogs in the middle of us.
The dogs mess it up every time.
They really do.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is a very, very special day. Any guesses on what today is?
National Detroit Day. I don't know.
Yes, Detroit Pizza Day. We're going to Moto Pizza. Danny, any guesses?
Is this Gene Simmons Day?
Yes, put out your tongue and lick it.
I mean, that's fair. Do I have to pay something?
$4.99 on OnlyFans. Sarah, any guesses? So far, we're 0 for 2.
Gene Simmons.
Man.
So he's Kiss.
Hey!
Right?
Yes.
Are we going to kiss each other day?
Oh, my.
Is it National Kiss Day?
It's National Kiss Day, yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first kiss?
Yo, I sure do.
I bet you do.
I remember mine.
I'm still waiting for mine. Hopefully it gets cold enough in our bedroom we can finally cuddle and kiss.
Mine involved watermelon gum and braces. Did not end well at all.
How old?
Like sixth grade.
Okay.
Mine involved he put the tongue. I did not. It was really awkward.
Oh. What grade?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade as well. Danny, you remember yours?
Yeah, it was preschool.
Preschool for
yeah,
you?
Yeah. My little girlfriend in preschool is Carly, and we would take nap together, and she would kiss me before we'd go to bed.
Oh,
for real?
Yeah, swear to God.
I thought I was going to beat all your asses because I got kissed in kindergarten.
Yeah. Wow, you guys are bad
on the mouth?
Well, with her lips, yeah.
Whoa. I really thought yours was going to be like college or something.
She chased me around that. I'll never forget. That's one of my earliest memories, being chased around the classroom, running from her because she's trying to kiss me. And she finally cornered me and kissed me. And I cried and cried and cried. I was so sad. And it was so funny because like many years ago, she added me on Facebook, this girl. Yeah. And I had like a moment of like almost like a little twitch. Like, oh, that girl, she assaulted me.
She did not have your consent.
No. No means no, Jennifer.
Did you accept the friend request?
Hell yeah. I want to see how she was doing these days.
Did you immediately write her that message? Do you remember kissing me?
Bitch, remember when you cornered me? I haven't forgotten.
I'll never forget.
Oh, God.
Hey, last night, the Mariners continue to keep my hopes alive. Bryce Miller pitched an awesome game. Julio Rodriguez all of a sudden is just playing phenomenal. He was actually the AL Player of the Week for the last week because of just how dominant of a performance he's been having. I wish he was like that all season long. We wouldn't be having these issues about being only a game and a half back from the wild card spot. That's where we're at. We wound up beating the Astros 6-1. A dominant win from your Seattle Mariners. They're back at it again today. I don't know. I mean, there's not many games left, but hey, we're a game and a half out.
Is this our year?
It is.
Boeing presented its best and final offer to over 30,000 striking machinists. This offer does include a 30% raise over the next 4 years, a $6,000 bonus, and improved 401k contributions. The union was actually demanding a 40% raise and a pension reinstatement, so this does fall a little bit short of their original request, but it does improve on their initial proposal. The union is reviewing the offer. It's been so weird, too, driving south and having no cars on the Boeing freeway exit.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking forward to seeing all those Boeing machinists back on the road.
It's funny because I met a couple new buds at the gym. I'm like, hey, so what do you guys do? Because they were there early, and they're like, oh, we work for Boeing. I'm like, well, how's that going? They're like, well, we're here right now because we work for Boeing. I was like, that's one way to strike, by getting a pump on.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of crazy over there. I wonder how that's all going to turn out. Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills spanked the Jacksonville Jaguars 47-10. What a game. And the Cincinnati Bengals, they lost in a close one to the Washington Commanders 38-33. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 75. It's going to be sunny. And also this week, this is going to depress you because, well, this is the last week where we have 7 p.m. sunsets until 2025.
No.
That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, we talked about how Migs, your poor mother-in-law, accidentally ate dog cookies while watching your daughter Tatum.
While my daughter just laughed at her for doing it.
So we said we wanted to try them. Did you remember to bring them in?
You're damn right I did.
Oh, no. Okay, we're going to see how they taste at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yesterday, Migs, you shared a hilarious story about how your mother-in-law accidentally ate dog cookies while she was watching Tatum.
Yeah, we came home from the Seahawks game, and Tatum was just dying laughing, and my mother-in-law was in tears, kind of, and not like sad, like, oh, well, it was me, but just like in tears of like laughing and also a little bit of embarrassment. And then Tatum let us know exactly what happened, and it was this.
Was she telling me? And I said, Grandma, it's dog treats. She went, I ate a dog treat.
Of course, Tatum thought it was hilarious. And in all fairness, it was in the pantry. It was in a bag, like a plastic bag with no labeling on it. It was just like, it's those ones that you go to Petco, you scoop it, you put it in a bag, and then you purchase it, right? Those kind of dog treats. And they look like Oreo cookies. So my mother-in-law went into the pantry and was like, I have a little bit of a sweet tooth, and grabbed what she thought was an Oreo, like some boutique bag of treats, and thought it was an actual Oreo cookie for humans. And it turned out, nope, it wasn't. It wasn't nearly as tasty as she was hoping it would be. She said it wasn't bad, but I've never had one of these.
And we said that we'd be willing to try one if you would remember to bring these dog treats in. So were you able to?
So I was literally 1 foot out of my garage and I went, oh, crap, dog treats. And I went back into the pantry to see if we had any more of those Oreo ones. And sure as us, we had two left in that bag. So I figured, you know what? We don't need to eat the whole thing. Everyone's watching their calories, and I'm sure that these are high in caloric content. But these are the Oreo cookies.
That looks exactly like a real human cookie.
It's like the chocolate vanilla one.
Ooh.
So I had two of them, so I figured we could go split skis if you want to split one.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess I'll split the other.
Oh, wow. They're
kind of moist.
They are. Danny, it didn't crack.
I'll throw it to you.
You know what's scary is that we, yesterday after the show, Sarah brought us these god-awful treats from Mexico.
It's on our TikTok.
I think these ones are actually going to be better than those.
Wow. Oh, I bet. And they're cheaper than 99 pesos.
Yeah.
So these are the Oreo. And then people texted in saying, I get these all the time. I actually grab some for myself when I go to Petco because they're so delicious. Now, I don't think they're going to be super sugary.
Smell it. It doesn't smell like it's going to be super
no,
sugary.
No, it smells it terrible.
It doesn't smell like anything.
It smells like a baked good.
Yeah.
Steve, you can't smell.
Solid point.
It does not smell sweet and tasty by any means.
All right.
Are we ready?
I mean.
All right, so cheers. Now we are finally going to enjoy a dog treat like my mother-in-law did.
Oh, solidarity.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Let's go.
To the dog treats. Mm. You know, it's not bad. Way better than the Mexico treat.
That does not taste like a dog treat.
That's actually pretty delicious.
I'm going to eat the whole
thing.
That's
so good.
Yeah, I'm going to finish this. Now I get why that guy that texted in and said, I grab a bag for myself as well. They're not too sweet.
Yeah, they're like Oreos, but just like a little less fake sugary.
Are we sure these are dog treats?
No.
Man, I did not realize that DJ is getting the good stuff. This is better than an Oreo cookie, if you ask me.
I like it.
What?
Well, I need to text my mother-in-law and be like, don't be embarrassed. This is some bomb-ass Oreos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to tell Tatum that we ate dog treats on the air this morning?
Oh, absolutely. I'll play this audio for us. Tatum, we love you.
Wow, I'm impressed. Whatever the little cream is in the middle is very tasty.
It's good, but now I'm like afraid.
I'd wait till after the break to finish it, and for some reason my hand was just like, no, you need it now, and I just put it in my mouth.
I ate my whole one. There's only crumbs left. That was so fantastic.
I still have part of mine because I feel weird eating, like what's in this?
Yeah.
Well, it's good for dogs, so it's probably good for us.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, put hair on your chest.
Because I want some hair on my chest. Yes, thank you.
Said, just so you know, dog treats are sometimes high in fiber for the dogs, for their system, so you might get gassy.
No!
Might get gassy.
You guys sit next to him.
Oh, God.
A half of a cookie's not going to cause me to go like on a Tootsapalooza.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.